morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the Traveling Sales Lady. This is a special episode where we're going to be talking about the Traveling Sales Lady exclusive coaching collection. If you're not familiar with what that is, don't worry about it because it's brand new. I know, I'm super excited to share with you. This is training to strengthen relationships and drive business success. And so, Traveling Sales Lady, talk to me, Goose. This was like a brain idea that we thought, hey, how can we help our sales professionals get more skills and do it at their own pace? So talk to me. Where did this idea come from for you?
Yeah, thanks, Sia. I'm always happy to be here again, and thanks to our viewers. I think you and I, right, had done some brainstorming together, and as part of building out the Traveling Sales Lady brand, which is really an online resource for traveling sales professionals and revolves around the fun side of sales, the relationship side of sales. We brainstormed this idea to tie the couple of books that have been recently written under the Traveling Sales Lady brand, The Traveling Sales Lady Meets Live Bed Bugs, Sales Tips Galore for Road Warriors, and then the most recent book, Bed Bug in a Mug, When Mom's Away, that addresses separation anxiety for parents that travel for work and how they have less guilt of being able to balance family and career. So in doing that, right, we talked about keeping things specific in the executive coaching collection, where we would have three trainings, and those trainings would be done by three experienced professionals who really have a lot in their pocket to share and are really experts at their craft. So that was kind of the method behind it from a help perspective of salespeople. Most people these days, employees and employers, right, want to feel good going to work, being at work, leaving work, and all of these the three trainings really specifically address employee well-being and engagement and reducing stress while on the road, and all that ultimately boost productivity and sales performance. So you put it all together, and we think this is going to be really well received in the marketplace.
I think it's a genius idea. And so we're going to kick it off with three courses. And I can't think of a better way to introduce and bring on our course leaders. Would you mind if we pull them all in, Traveling Sales Lady?
Oh, I would love that. I am fond of all three of these lovely ladies.
Awesome. So round of applause, everyone. Welcome, Erin, Angie, Lauren. Welcome to the Traveling Sales Lady podcast, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So happy to be here, Sia.
Oh, can we just tell you how much the Traveling Sales Lady and I have been talking about how do we provide value to this community? Because there's a lot of new people to the world of sales, and it may not be someone that is fresh out of, like, you know, school or something. It could be someone on their second or even third career. And sales is ubiquitous as far as everyone and anyone that has a desire to learn, I think, could do sales. Ladies, do you guys all agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, okay. So Traveling Sales Lady, I think I'd like to kick off. So how are we going to do it? Because you guys are all amazing each. How about we just do a quick hello, quick introduction, keep it quick and short and sweet, ladies. And then we're going to get to the meat of things real fast. Is that cool?
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. So first off, I'd love to introduce Erin. Erin, you're going to be our coach for mastering sales from a buyer's perspective. And, can I just tell you, we often forget about this. So the Traveling Sales Lady picked you specifically for this. So Erin, help me understand why.
I think that when we sell to people, we have to understand that people are people. And when we talk about sales, we want to ensure that we're building trust throughout the sales process. And that understanding your buyer's perspective, understanding the human component and how to problem solve throughout the entire process is why this coaching and this course is so important. And I've been able to do that inside my career as a senior living executive director. And so why wouldn't it apply to this field as well?
Excellent. Yeah.
And I'm just going to pipe in too. What I love, Erin, about your background, you have been the buyer for a long, long time. So I know a lot of salespeople will often go to live presentations where there are salespeople on stage, they're career sales professionals, and they have always been the seller. So seller teaching seller, where this is unique, you're a buyer in past lives teaching sellers. Mm-hmm. I mean, how great is that? Who better to learn from than the actual buyer? So thank you so much for your collaboration and willingness to be a part of this.
Thank you. It's my honor. I love it.
Well, thank you so very much, Angie. We're so excited to have you join. You and I have exchanged a lot of emails. I feel like I know you already. But okay, so the traveling sales lady specifically asked about balancing that career and family. So your course is balanced. It is balanced. You're helping to explain how does one look at your career? How does one look at your family? So help us understand your background and how that expertise of hers is going to be helpful for us.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for taking all my emails, Sia. You've been great. I think I'm very honored to be part of this with Erin and Laura, and of course with the Traveling Sales Lady and their mission. Really honored. But I think, you know, that I was chosen. I have a background in nursing. I've been in the industry and actually across many sales industries for 35 years plus. I have a background in nursing and I'm an ICF certified coach. But here's the kicker is I have 7 children. So all of that plus the 7 children probably made me a pretty decent candidate. But, you know, I always say however many children you have, it doesn't matter. It's all relative. And I was really honored because I have a lot of experiences personally with my children and traveling the country and doing the speaking and all the things that we do that we love to do. You know, it doesn't come without its sort of, you know, bummer times. You know, let's just call them bummer times. When you feel guilty, you're missing little leagues or you're missing, you know, graduations. Actually, I almost missed a graduation. So I have very real stories that I think are important to pay forward, and the things I've learned along the way, how to manage that conflict because it's inner conflict also. So yeah, that's probably why is my guess. And I hope that I did that in my session, pay forward those lessons and those tools and ideas.
Yeah, awesome. And I'll just add, Angie, you are correct. You are correct. nursing experience, I mean, who doesn't love a nurse and respect all that nurses do to care, right? It's all about the care. 7 children, full-time career, full-time mom. Seriously, how you're able to balance career and family, more people need to know. And I think you've done one heck of a job as we've gotten to know you over the last, you know, several months. But you're very kind-hearted. You convey messaging well. And your heart and soul always starts with, how can my experiences, my expertise help others? And that's the name of the game, to reduce parent guilt, reduce stress, and have employees more engaged, more focused, more happy. So thank you for being a part of this collaboration. We're honored on our side.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, hey, last but never, ever, ever the least, and probably the longest history that knows the Traveling Sales Lady the best. So we've got some intel here. Lauren, thank you so much for being here. So you have been brought on. Not only is it because maybe you've got some intel on our traveling sales lady, but it's safety, right? There is, let's just be honest, the world isn't a safe place. And it's not to say that you should work in fear, but safety training for sales professionals is absolutely an unspoken, incredibly important conversation. So talk to me, Lauren. Why are you the expert for that?
Well, I'd like to say I'm so happy to be here. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I have 39 years of experience in the occupational safety and health field for a variety of industries. And throughout my career, I've really had the privilege of delivering and creating safety training programs for companies with employees on the move. And I think one of the things that I learned in my 39 years in the field, I would travel every other week by air, every day in my territory. So I feel like I understand the challenges and the stressors and all the safety concerns that come with life on the road. And that's what I really tried to do in developing a training program. The other thing that I find is that a lot of people train, you know, the manufacturing people in the plant, the healthcare folks that are on the units, but they forget about the people that are the road warriors. And you don't always see a lot of safety training for those road warriors and the sales professionals in the field. So I'm here to stop that today and really provide a good mission for the folks out there.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. And I will share a little intel on my side. Yes, I have known personally Lauren for, I can't date us, Lauren. It's too many years. But she is an advocate, always has been an advocate for not only teams that she has managed, but teams in general about safety. And we have often had discussions about, it's a very overlooked, not often talked about topic where you hire, you do all this training from a sales perspective, but very limited, if any, training for those folks in the field, how to stay secure at an airport, how to stay secure at a hotel, how to have check-ins, right? You wonder sometimes how long would people go before they realize that employee Johnny Smith that went away overnight didn't show up. Are we missing something there? Were, you know, critical things. So I am super stoked. Lauren, like Aaron and Angie, comes from a point of care. And that's one of the things that I think, Sia, you and I keep coming back to. These are three specific courses designed to help reduce risk for employers, increase happiness for salespeople and their employers, and have some fun along the way. Because if it's not fun, you won't sell it. And I mean that for the courses, and I mean that for the people on the road. It's got to be fun. We need more fun. And so that's why I get really excited about what we're bringing to the table.
I can't agree more. I think education is knowledge, and with knowledge is power, right? Because you know at least things you can hedge your bets on risk, right? And this is going to be either as a sales professional, what risk management there is that needs to be managed, because there is always risk in anything that we do, especially in sales. Can you push a client a little bit beyond their comfort zone? You have to kind of feel around for it. Can you push your family relationship and dynamics, right? Because let's be honest, you guys, raise your hands. How many times have we all like been at the end of the year, end of the quarter, end of the month, and we're like, I need to focus on this right now. I can't worry about you arguing and, you know, who stole what clothing somewhere, somehow, right? Like, it is a negotiation. And of course, safety. I think the more empowered you feel when you're going into new cities, new towns, even places you've been to every day, at least you have comfort of knowledge of what's around you. So let's just bring it back to these courses. Give me a little bit about, I'm going to pick on you, Aaron, first, if you don't mind, is help. If I'm going to buy your course and I'm looking for something that is going to really help me be a better professional, what's one of the first things that you advise in this course that I should learn more about?
I think when you're in the sales, if you're a sales leader and you're in the sales seat, that change happens at the speed of trust. So when you are in sales, trust should be your number one first sale that you make. I got to get them to trust me. You know, that's the humanity piece of it. If you think about the most trusted professional, you know, career, it's not a salesperson, right? But we want people to change, and change comes with trust. And that means we're problem solving. That means that we're listening very, very deep and we're very clear on our message. We try to be resourceful instead of repetitive and stick to the message. Find out what our people want and figure out how your product can help solve their problem and create that change that they're looking for. That's the main crux of the course, my course.
I was just going to jump in and say, oh my goodness, that is so well said, so well spoken, and so true on every level. I'm ready to leave this podcast and jump into the course right now.
Well, that saying is, you know, you do business with people you know, like, and trust, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to like someone if you can't trust them. It's almost like trust is really the foundation of everything, right? Because I can know you, but I know a lot of people I will not throw a freaking, you know, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them kind of thing, right? So I love that. So, okay, let me challenge you then, because how does one define trust as far as like, I'm trustworthy, you can depend on me, right? Like, how does one convey that from your perspective?
I think when you listen deeply, right, and you reflect back to them, back to the prospect, what you're hearing from them, and then how you can tie what they really want into what the product can offer and show them how it can be. And then to understand what they want. It's not what I want. I want the sale. That's what I want. You know what I mean?
Don't we all? But
I got to make sure that my product is going to provide the change that they want. And so by asking questions, by saying, okay, am I hearing this correctly? This would solve here. Or maybe this isn't the best. Can I ask a few more clarifying questions for you? And making that problem solving every step of the way. That when you make that a priority and you keep your prospect first, then that's how you're going to create that trust. The more you can reflect back to them what you're hearing, the more they understand that you are listening. And really, listening is the key there.
I'm listening. For once, I'm not talking, traveling sales lady.
I'm listening too. I'm listening too. And it makes such good sense. Such good sense.
Yeah. I'm like waiting for you to say something. I'm like, oh, wait, we're both listening. Oh, no, hold on. No, but you know what? That's a perfect point, though. Sometimes people listen to prepare their next statement and they're not actually listening. And so we see this oftentimes in communicating with our loved ones. So let me switch it over to you, Angie, a little bit and say, look, okay, how do you recommend in your balance between working that, you know, look, people, sales isn't rocket science, but it is harder work than people realize because it's a lot of communication and it's a lot of trust that's being given back and forth between family members and your, you know, your colleagues. So how would you address from your perspective of that listening and that communicating?
I don't really know how I could have said that better. Erin, just, you know, we're very similar in the things that we coach and the things that we talk about. And I love everything Erin does. Everything is about relationships. Their relationships at work affect your relationships at home. It's all about trust, and trust is developed in all the small moments. And sales is one of the hardest things there is. I actually went from nursing to sales and had a lot of success in sales and then came back to what I'm doing now. So I've been doing this a minute, but everything is sales. I think the most important thing, and Erin talks about this as well, but I think the most important thing is always about self-awareness and the relationship with you have with yourself, understanding how you're showing up for that client, and that listening, being curious about them. It's a high pressure job. It's a high pressure job. I will say I had a great experience. My mom is actually transitioning into not assisted living, but independent living with her husband. So it's all brand new, like this whole new journey. And we had an experience with the sales guy. So I'm going to tell you, it went really, really well. But at first, the people that are buying, like Erin said, that your client, your prospect, I was like hypersensitive to how he was going to talk to my mom. So Sia, to what you're saying, you know, I've taught communication for years and years and years and years. It's everything. how are we communicating trust with that person? And in sales, we get like that first, what is it? That first 3 minutes, not even probably, I can't remember what the research is, but you get a very short window for someone to trust you. Luckily, in my scenario, the guy started, and I'm self-aware also, right? So I'm like, I was ready to kind of, he wasn't answering questions. He wasn't really looking at her, but he did turn it around. So we have such a short period of time in sales. So I think, you know, being self-aware, being in the moment, being able to be present, be curious, and remembering that you're dealing with people. You are here to develop in a very short period of time, a trusted relationship. I don't know if that answered your question, Sia.
I think it is. I mean, the traveling sales lady, you see this as much as I do.
Yeah.
That challenge with that communication. I mean, what do you see?
Absolutely. Well, I think it, you know, as Angie was speaking, what was resonating through my head was you have to stop selling and really start servicing to be. And how do you service? You have to understand what it is, to Aaron's point, what the problem is. So when you have conversations with people back and forth, deep listening, like Aaron mentioned, mutual conversations, and you understand if you get to a place, to Angie's point, where you can walk in the shoes of others during the day at your role as a salesperson, then you are probably going to come from a better place of understanding to walk in the shoes of your children, your spouse, your in-laws, your grandmother, grandmother, and friends, and so forth, which ties all back to relationships. So that's where my mind was going when listening to the both Aaron and Angie thus far, is relationship selling is really walking in the shoes of others and trying to understand and being aware to say, I'm going to try and understand, but I'm also going to acknowledge I am not in those shoes. And it's okay to say, hey, I'm not an expert because I'm not in those exact shoes. I think I had the same size shoes, but I'm not in those exact shoes. So I think if you can do those types of things, and again, Aaron, Angie, and Lauren will share in a minute, they bring it all forward in comprehensible ways that people are just having conversations.
I love that. I love that, traveling sales lady. Hey, traveling sales lady, I just had a thought.
Oh, is it time, Sia? Is it time for our Click to Commerce segment?
I think so.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tossie. Tossie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TossieBrands.com and get your comfort on.
And here's the thing. When you're communicating to your family of, you know, hey, I'm going to be going on this road trip, or I have a work trip that's going to take me 5-7 days away, right? One of the things that I think, as much as we communicate with our family members and we strike that balance, right, to say, okay, when I'm home, I'm present. When I'm not, I'm not. Lauren, how would you suggest to communicate to family members? Like, if there's children who have anxiety that mom is away, right? That's what bed bug and a mug is all about, right? Where's mom? And how do you suggest to communicate the fact that I will be safe? I will be taking care of myself. I'd love to hear your perspective on that.
I think that really is something that, as we travel around and we have small children, it's kids need routines. They need to be able to anticipate that mom is going to call each night. And at the same time, if possible, being able to get and see face to face using FaceTime and using all that technology. I know when I traveled a lot, you know, the kids, it would kill me, because I remember one particular case when my daughter was like, I don't want you to go away again. Mm-hmm. And of course, the guilt. I left. I had to run for, you know, a plane and all of that. But I always made it a priority, because there's always dinner meetings and there's always stuff you have to do. But to always make them a priority and make sure that they can see you, that I'm okay, I'm coming home, and making sure that they understand what the plan is, right? Not just this open-ended, mom's going away for a week. Well, what does that mean? You know, each night being able to say, okay, 3 more wake-ups and I'm going to be home, right? So all of those little things I think can really help and make sure that they understand that you are safe, you are thinking of them, and hopefully you're not calling right before bedtime, because we all know what that means. The kids start crying and your husband's like, really? Is this really what we want to be doing right before they lay down to go to sleep? Thank you very much. But routines and consistency is, I think, the magic.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I think. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sia. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Here's where my brain goes is consistency is, actually, for sales in general, you should be consistent anyway. So, okay, I love this because we don't think so much about consistently making sure we are taking care of ourselves. So all 3 of you coaches, I don't care who jumps in first, may the first one jumping in jump in. But what about the whole idea of self-care as a sales professional? What's the first thing that you recommend that you should do with either A, with your respective courses and your expertise, and or something else that you should do? So who wants to be
first? I can
jump
in here, if that's okay.
Go for it, Lauren.
Self-care on the road is hard, and you have to make that a priority. And I found myself getting into that habit of you worked all day, you went to a business dinner, and oh, I got this extra time, because I'm by myself in the hotel and I'm going to, what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up my laptop and I'm going to go through my emails and I'm going to work on all the things I didn't get to during the day because I was on the road. So being able to really set a schedule, so to speak, whether it's going down to the gym at the hotel, I think is really important. Being able to have time at night to decompress. And I wasn't always good at that. And that caught up with me. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about in the safety training for salespeople is, how do you deal with burnout? Because burnout is a real thing. You know, you got tight schedules, you're traveling alone, there's the risks of the hotel, you run. You have to worry about data security issue. There's so many high pressure things that come into play that can really burn you out. And I think this is why companies really should take a look at investing in a training like this, because when employees feel like you're focusing on them, they're going to be more loyal, and they're going to, I think that leads to increased retention as well. Because the employees that stay are the ones that feel that you care about them. They're very well cared for. I had a team of people that were road warriors, and I used to always check in on them at least once a week. How are things going? What are the glitches that are happening on the road that we can help with? And I think that was appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well said. Very well said. I think, too, you raise a good point, Lauren, that just made me think about, too, even little things can be the big things, I think, for people feeling good about what they do and who they are. And you just triggered a thought. I don't even know why, but I think I saw a headline, you know, recently about an unfortunate tornado in Arkansas. And you wonder, right, for a company that might have someone traveling to or from Arkansas or on the road, a simple check-in, are you okay? I saw this headline. Probably, knock on wood, count your blessings, it probably will not be your employee. You always hope, please, please, no, no. But that check-in can serve 2 purposes. I care about you, number one. That's the primary reason for calling. I care about you. But, hey, how you doing today? Go off and have a good time, right? And again, transition it back to go off and have some fun today. Enjoy your role. Because salespeople that enjoy their role and feel a part of a team, it's almost like they're on their own island every day. But at the same time, if you've got an island and maybe it's a peninsula, and you're connected to the bigger land, you're probably going to retain your employees longer and have them ultimately be better prepared, happier, and that's going to boost productivity.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. It's funny. You literally made me think of like, oh, so it's not the Florida Keys. It's Florida. And
that's right.
That's literally what I was thinking. Like, oh, okay, we're talking about Florida. Okay. Okay. I'm picking on Florida. I was born there, full disclosure. But okay, so I need to ask this because I think sales professionals, I remember when I was starting out my, you know, career in sales, we had zero training as far as, you know, we got told how to sell a product, right? We got told, here's our services. Yeah. Here's how you message this stuff. But again, let's just go back to Aaron. If we look at from the lens of a buyer, right? Are buyers wanting to buy these days? Are we having to sell the concept of buying to them, or they are buyer behavior the same today as it ever was?
No, I mean, I think the buyer's behavior is much different than it used to be. They want an outcome. They don't necessarily want a product, right? Like, I want to be better at my job, or I want to have higher numbers, or I want to lose 50 pounds. How are you going to do that for me, right? And that's why you have to understand the change that your buyer wants. I want, you know, in, as an example in my career, my loved one to feel safe and involved and to be taken care of. That's what I want. I need you to show me how you're going to do that for me. And we, as a buyer, are now much more educated. We have much more information. And just like Angie stated, I'm going to come in and I'm going to see how you're going to treat me. I'm going to see how you're going to talk to, you know, my loved one who is the buyer, but you also have to sell me, which is something else that the sales director has to be aware of, because you are a reflection of what I'm about to purchase. And that's really important. And tying it back to self-care, something Angie said is very important. Self-awareness is the biggest self-care you can give yourself, period. And it's not avoidance of problems. It's being aware of how to handle the problems. Self-awareness is the number one self-care. And for a salesperson, it's how you are showing up that day for that person. And are the defenses coming up? And are the defenses coming down? And am I getting my message across? Is my tone and my face, you know, all the things. Self-awareness is very, very important.
Do you think, Aaron, that ties closely with good coping skills?
Yes.
I thought
absolutely.
So too. Yeah.
Because if you're not aware of what you're upset about, then you're upset about everything.
Yeah. Maybe that will be, maybe down the road, that'll be course number four, coping skills.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Yeah. Good stuff, though. Good sharing, Aaron. Good sharing.
So I done messed up traveling sales. I apologize. I didn't give Angie an opportunity to answer the question on self-care. Thank you for bringing it back, Aaron. Thank you for bringing it back. How about attention span?
We're a team. We're a team.
Is attention span part of this conversation, Katie? Okay.
That's another session as well, Sia.
I'm buying.
I would say that I would agree with both what Lauren and Aaron said. Everything that I do, and just like these other two amazing coaches, it always begins with self-awareness. You can sales relationships, or in my session, we talk about your relationship with your children and how do we manage the guilt that shows up and all that stuff. Self-awareness is key because in my situation, when in my session, I'm talking about what even is guilt. And so we go into how do you first look inward to say, what are these feelings that I'm feeling? You will always be given that opportunity I call your miracle moment to go, how do I want to think about this feeling that's coming in me right now? It's showing up. It's a gift. It's an indicator for us to take that moment and choose which way do I go forward. So the self-awareness helps when I can identify this conflict within me. Is this conflict within me, or is this between me and my child or me and my husband? And it really does have to begin there, or we can begin to project our stuff on other people. It starts to erode trust and relationships. So when I talk about self-awareness, as and Aaron mentioned it as the greatest self-care you could do, I 100% agree. How do we get to like pairing both of those together? I would say that we have, you know, and I talk about this in my session, is the things that we already know, sleep, you know, nutrition, moving your body. We talk a little bit about that, things that we already know, but we need one another to hold each other accountable and remind each other that we're worthy of having those experiences in this body and will help us show up as a full and present human being in all of our relationships. So, yeah, I would just piggyback on everything that Aaron and Lauren said for sure.
Okay. All right. So, Angie, I've actually taken your course, which I absolutely enjoyed so much. And one of the things that stuck with me, but maybe just as a teaser to the audience, because I think this is such a great thing that happened. I'll start the story and maybe you could just finish it. I know we don't want to give too much, but we do want to share a little bit about you shared a wonderful experience when your son was 12 years old. And you had to go away and you were missing a very important football game and you wrote him a note. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to share just a little bit more? Because it's such a valuable piece of information.
I think, thank you. And I'm glad that you liked the course also. That means a lot. I think it's an experience that we've all had, whether it be your 12-year-old kid or your 5-year-old kid or whatever. We hate leaving. I mean, it's nice to get a break for sure, right? But it's hard, you know, it's really, really hard. And especially when you're traveling and you love your work. And I don't know that balance is a word that I ever use. Just see, I get what you're saying. I just, balance is rough. And I think that can be an expectation that's really hard. But my example that I shared with our son was I did have to miss a very important game. And the point that I was trying to make with it is that because of some of the things that I share in the course that are their rituals and some of the ways that we can connect with our children from all the ages, from I think it goes from 3 to 10 or something, then I go from that age through 18. And there are different ways. And it's about understanding that as parents, we don't have to be perfect. All the research shows that it's not about perfection. I think Lauren said it earlier. It's not about perfection. It's about consistency. Those kinds of things that are really important in building trust. What's the expectation? You know, setting expectations and then meeting expectations. But when you don't, like not being able to be at a football game, there are things that you can do. And I happen to have left him a note. The other part of the story just shares that even though we show up and we do our best to be the best parents that we can, we don't always see the results of that right away. And for me, it wasn't until he was like 30. Oh, TJ just turned 32 now. So a long time after I wrote this note to him, and he's such an amazing human, but a long time after I wrote this to him, he mentioned that he was in his car getting ready to go into he's a cardiac surgeon now, and getting ready to go into what had been a really rough first job experience. And he was just telling me on the phone that he pulled out this card that I gave him. And I was like, what? You have that card that I gave you a billion years ago? And it was super meaningful. And now I will cry. And so anyway, I'm just saying this to y'all because, yes, I'm 58 years old. I have 7 children. But when you're in it, man, you are in it. And you don't often see beyond. So that story was just to say, y'all are amazing parents because we're here. Like if you are listening to this and you come to our, you know, very special coaching sessions that the Traveling Sales Lady is putting together for us, that means you care. And that's the point of the story, to show you that you're not always going to feel it right now, but I promise you, if you keep showing up consistently, it does matter.
Yeah. And the ripple effects, I can only imagine for generations to come, that if your son sharing with one of his children or writes a note to one of, and it goes on and on and on. So, you know, you want to talk about generational wealth from a care component. That's pretty amazing, Angie. So kudos. So awesome story. Can I ask one more question, Sia? One more follow-up to the lovely Lauren?
Yes, of course, of course. I can't say no to you ever.
All right. Lauren, I know you've done a little bit of research because with people that are on the road and safety, there's so many components to it, right? There's physical safety, there's emotional well-being safety, there's good nutrition safety, bed bug safety. You shared with me, I think it was an actual registry where people can go, right? Can you just share a little bit? Because again, just a little bit of a teaser of this is stuff no one's talking about, but it's really important and critical because it affects so many other things from a business perspective and emotional well-being perspective.
I think everyone that travels has that ungodly fear of, please don't let me get bed bugs. And it is, I don't know, it's kind of like lice when the kids had lice growing up. I thought I'd never get through it. But in any event, so I started to really pay close attention and try to figure out how can I protect myself from this? Because the last thing I want to do is bring this home to my own home. Yes, there is a bed bug registry where you can actually get, you know, put the name of the hotel in there and they will let you know if they've had any outbreaks. You can also, I always used to go on and Google reviews specific to bed bugs on for the particular hotel I was going to. It's amazing what you can get for information out there. And that always, 100% of the time, guided me on where I was staying. I was shocked at the number, you know, I usually stay at the Marriott's and the, you know, the Hilton's and all of that, but I was shocked when I saw the number of hotels and I'm like, oh no, I can't stay there. Oh, absolutely not. So yes, that's something I'm going to be talking about. Not only burnout, I'm going to be talking about when you go into a hotel, what are the safety issues that you're, you know, going to encounter? But also bed bugs is going to be a big part of this presentation because I want everyone to be able to arm themselves and hopefully never bring a bed bug home.
Yeah. Wow, Lauren, and wow, traveling sales lady. So gross, but man, we got to talk about this. Like, thank you. And okay, thank you for that. And I didn't know that was even a thing. I do not always stay at the Hilton's and the bougie places. I have definitely stayed in non-bougie places. But I would say also, so thank you. And then traveling sales lady, I never asked you, maybe this is an okay way to stop, but how did that even, I can't believe I've never asked you that. Like, how did you even have this traveling, you know, the bed bug in a mug deal?
Yeah.
Like, how did that even?
Well, the traveling sales lady meets live bed bugs was book number one that was written transforming me from a seller to a buyer. Oh, thank you, Erin, putting it out there. But it's two stories going at once. The story is my husband and I got bed bugs, which we think, although we still don't know, probably more than likely came from the amount of professional traveling that I was doing over and over and over again. And we learn so much. It's like any illness or disease, right? If you're in the thick of it, you become the expert real quick. Not one that I want to play in that sandbox, but no choice. And then we learned how to pick out, there are differences in who you choose to come and eradicate your house. Because if you don't, these tiny little things, which are really more nuisance than anything else, but they will grow and grow and form colonies. And the next thing you know, you will over years, if you let it go, you'll have a major, major, major problem. We were on the front end of it, although time, money, emotional stress, it goes the gamut. And so that happened from a lot of domestic and international travel. And it's amazing to Lauren's point that I'm going to tell you something, Angie, because I know you said, ooh, didn't even think, right? A thing. No ill intent. You could board a plane. I could board a plane. I'm right in line going through security with you. But our two check-in bags that we checked are next to each other in the cargo. And one of my little creatures calls into your bag. Here you go. Here's your gift. Here's your souvenir. So you have to be so proactive to say, I can't even let that happen. But it's amazing. But the good news is, it's not terminal, except for the bed bugs. It is a solution that can be solved. It ties with Erin. You can have a positive outcome. So whoever you're buying your service from, you want the outcome. I don't care how you do it. Get rid of them quick, please, right? So it's a kind of a good question to ask and a good way to wrap it up here. I feel like we have Erin is the expert buyer with her course, Mastering the Sales Prospect from a sales perspective, from a buyer's perspective. Kudos, Erin. And then Angie, balancing career and family. I mean, it all ties with care as well. And Lauren, safety tips, so often not talked about, but much needed in the workplace. And I'm just grateful that this collaboration can come together. And I think people who are interested in viewing your course are in for a lot of aha moments and also light bulb moments. Ah, I didn't think of that, but they'll be stronger, better performers. And at the end of the day, have more fun, right? Because you're fun to listen to, all of you. You too, Sia. Very fun. I've enjoyed the conversation and cannot thank everybody enough.
Yes. So let me reiterate that, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to join the Traveling Sales Lady podcast. Erin, Angie, Lauren, I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am for us to launch these courses, because this is for everybody. If you're in sales, like I said, either beginning of your career, mid-career, even if you're tenured, like you've been doing it for, you know, a few decades here and there, there's always a tidbit you can learn. And if anything, maybe remind yourself to share on to the next generation, so the next generation of sales professionals. So on that note, guys, please check out our courses. We're absolutely thrilled to be offering it to you. And I guess we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up for the Traveling Sales Lady podcast, where you can learn all things about sales on your journey without a passport. We'll see you next time, everyone.
See ya. Bye-bye.